Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is it possible, could I request someone to close that window, if that's okay, just the one in the corner? Thank you. Translation. Since an animal such as I has surrendered unto you who are supremely liberated, certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. By your partial feature as Paramatma, you are situated in the hearts of all embodied beings. You are celebrated as direct transcendental knowledge and you are unlimited. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The word Brihate, Namaste, have been explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as Brihate Shri Krishnaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. There are many tattvas such as Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva and Shakti Tattva, but above everything is the Vishnu Tattva, which is all-pervading. This all-pervading feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained in the Bhagavad Gita 10.42, wherein the Lord says, Athava bahunetena kim gyatena tava arjuna vishtabhyam idam krishnam ekam shena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Thus Krishna says that the entire material world is maintained by his material representation as Paramatma. The Lord enters every universe as Garbhadakshai Vishnu and then expands himself as Shirodakshai Vishnu to enter the hearts of all living entities. And even enter the atoms. Anantara stha paramanu chayantra stham. Every universe is full of atoms and the Lord is not only within the universe but also within the atoms. Thus within every atom the Supreme Lord exists in his Vishnu feature as Paramatma. But all the Vishnu tattvas emanate from Krishna as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10.2. Aham adir hi devanam. Krishna is the adi or the beginning of the devas of the material world. Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. Therefore he is described here as Bhagavate Brihate. Everyone is Bhagavan, everyone possesses opulence. But Krishna is Brihan Bhagavan, the possessor of unlimited opulence. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara come from Krishna. Mataha Paratram Nanyat Kinchit Ashti Dhananjaya. There is no personality superior to Krishna. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhagavate Brihate means onto Sri Krishna. In this material world, everyone is a pashu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. Yasyatma buddhir kurune patri dhatuke swadihi kala trishu bahoma ijyadihi yat tirtha buddhi shalilina karichi janeshu abhineshu sa eva gokhara. A human being who identifies the body made up of three elements as a self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsmen, who considers the land of his birth to be worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet the men of the transcendental knowledge, there is to be considered like a cow or an ass. Bhagavatam 10.84.13. Practically everyone therefore is pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of material existence. Not only the king of the elephants, but every one of us is being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Only Krishna can deliver us from the material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hirde deshe arjuna tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from the material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he is incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Bhuri Karunya Namo Layaya. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that he always tries to bring us back home, back to Godhead. Is liberated. And he tries to make us liberated, but although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instructions. Sarva dharmam parityaja mame kam sharanam braja. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Bhuri Karunya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarsati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you everyone for giving me this opportunity, for being seated here in front of you to share some words on this wonderful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 3rd chapter, entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. So here we see the real purpose of Krishna coming to the world, or actually arranging our deliverance, is to come and help us to go back home, back to spiritual world. And Lord enters, we hear that he enters everyone's heart to facilitate our desires. And not necessarily just the spiritual desires, but even the material desires. You know, we have so many desires, but the Lord is very kind that not only he sends us to this material world, he descends into this world in the form of Paramatma. And he's situated in our heart. He is giving us intelligence to enjoy this material world. But at the same time, there is an opportunity also to remember him. So here, it's a very nice purport, very illuminating purport, like any other purport of Srila Prabhupada. But one thing which struck me and I decided to choose this particular verse is that we go through Srimad Bhagavatam and we hear such amazing pastimes like this one, Gajendra's pastime. And we think that, oh, poor Gajendra, his leg is in crocodile's mouth actually. What a very difficult situation he's going through. But not realizing that we ourselves, our legs are also in the crocodile's mouth somewhere or other actually. At least I can speak for myself, having been in this material world. At some point or other, we feel the pangs of the material miseries and we feel that suffering. And we realize actually, you know, I'm no better than Gajendra. In fact, Gajendra is much more glorious. Why? Because at least he remembered the Lord even in the difficulty. How many of us actually do remember? We derive the Lord. We say, okay, well, I'm going through suffering and probably God does not exist because he just simply cannot see my suffering. But something which is extremely remarkable in the purport which Srila Prabhupada brings to light is that Prabhupada is saying that we may forget, or Krishna is there in the heart and we may not remember to look at him, but he's constantly wanting our deliverance. Constantly he's thinking, what can I do for this jiva to remind him of his real purpose in the life, which is to worship me. This is how merciful the Lord is. And we see in the many other pastimes, even in the pastime where he becomes, you know, we hear he comes and takes the form of a dwarf. He, Indra, you know, he came down in the form of a pig. And even there, the Krishna was present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Paramatma in his heart. So this is the beauty of the Krishna, of Lord Krishna, that he's there, he's present in everyone's heart. And therefore, it is our duty that somehow or other, that not only we try to perfect our life, but we actually try to remind everybody who we meet that, believe it or not, even your leg is in crocodile. In a nicest way, we don't go out on the street and say that, is your leg in a crocodile? We don't do that. But these books of Srila Prabhupada will illuminate their life and it'll make them realize, actually, yes, my leg is very much in the crocodile's mouth. And Gajendra, here it is mentioned here in Gajendra's prayers that how he took surrender. Who was Gajendra in his past life? King Indradyumna, that's right. So he was a king. And imagine what a wonderful situation that he was able to remember the Lord, even though in the life, even in the body of the elephant actually. So, but what hope is there for us if we by chance slip into another form of body? Because it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Kriya Manani Gunha Karmani Sarvasha Ahankara Vimudhatma Kartaha Miti Manyate. That although we think we are the doer, but actually the material modes of nature have actually taken upon us, and it is the material modes of nature which are acting through us. And it is the material modes of nature which arrange a particular type of body. So if we have a sense of enjoying this world, then material nature will furnish us with a wonderful body to enjoy this material world in a much better way than a human can actually enjoy. We hear from Srila Prabhupada talking that how pigeon can actually, you can come in the form of pigeon and enjoy a lot of, you know, sexual activities. We hear from various other forms where if you want to eat meat, we can take a body of the beast and the lion and enjoy that activity of eating meat much more than what we can do in the human form actually. So there is no dearth of having a body where we can really enjoy the sense gratification. And material nature, thanklessly, as Prabhupada says, one of the job in the form of the Durga, she arranges, you know, that okay, if this is what you desire, tathastu, let it be, and then you get that material body. However, this human form of life is considered like a juncture, which is an opportunity to exercise our free will and our intelligence to come closer to Krishna and practice this life and somehow or other perfect it in this life. His Grace Shruti Dhamma Prabhu often was quoted or heard quoted saying that, you know, we've given so many lives for enjoying the material world. Let's just give this one life to Krishna fully, so that we can perfect our life and go back to the spiritual world. So at this time, here towards the end of the purport, I just want to read these few lines again before we kind of talk about the importance of Srila Prabhupada books and the distribution of these books, because we are in the now starting the marathon, the winter marathon. So here it is mentioned in the last few lines of the purport that the Lord, He's never lazy in regards to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Bhuri Karunya Namo Layaya. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that He always tries to bring us home, back to Godhead. God is liberated and He tries to make us liberated. But although He is constantly trying, we refuse to accept His instruction. Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. Nonetheless, He has not become angry. Therefore, He is described here as Bhuri Karunyaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. So there are many ways how the Lord appears in this world. One is through Shabda Brahman, through His words. And these transcendental books of Srila Prabhupada are actually living encyclopedia of how to make the human life perfect and go back home, back to spiritual world. And book distribution is actually a magic which only takes place even in this world right now. It's taking place as you go out on the streets and try to share Krishna consciousness with others. And you'll be surprised and amazed that how one little book, I mean, what to speak of the book, let's just talk about the magazine. How many of you have heard of the Back to Godhead magazine? Okay, most of you have heard of the magazine. But if you haven't, then sign up and order this magazine because it can really change your life. Many years ago, one doctor from Burma, who was an Indian doctor, he was friends with two people who were Buddhist, who went for a government meeting in Los Angeles in America. And there they met with a devotee who gave them Back to Godhead magazine. After taking the magazine, these Buddhists thought, what am I going to do with it? Let me just take it anyway. And afterwards they decided, oh, well, our Hindu friend who's there in Burma, we're going to give it to him. So from Los Angeles, they took a flight, they went back to Burma, and they decided to give this magazine to their friend. This friend, he decided to keep the magazine in a bookshelf in his home and decided not to open it. However, his 17-year-old son, much later, many years later, decided to open that Back to Godhead magazine, started reading it, and became fascinated with the subject matter which was mentioned in the magazine. And then he thought, wow, this book is really nice. And inside the book, if you remember, even these days, at least on those days, you will have a form which you can fill up. But there was a particular book called Coming Back. So you could fill up that book and send it to an address in Los Angeles, and they will send you a free book called The Coming Back. And this devotee filled up the form. It went to Los Angeles. And then when the devotees received it there, they were ecstatic. They were like, my God, we have received an order of a book from Burma. I mean, those were the days when even one book order would get people excited, you know. And what they did, they found out that there is a brahmachari who's living in Thailand, which is not far. It's still far enough from Burma. You've got to have to take a flight. And they contacted him and they said, we have this person who's really interested in Prabhupada's book coming back. Do you mind taking the book to him? And he said, absolutely. And at that time, it is explained, Vijay Prabhu gives this beautiful story, our minister of book distribution in Mayapur, that at the time, you would only allow to go to Burma, you'll only get a 24-hour visa, not like a 6-month visa for many places. So this brahmachari, he took the 24-hour visa, he flew, he went to this place, he got the address, he knocked on the door, and the same 17-year-old boy opened the door. And he was like, my goodness, I've never experienced such a service. I ordered for a book which was supposed to arrive in mail. Now I have somebody standing in front of me in a saffron, which he heard in the Back to Godhead. And he's giving me not one book. He had a stacks of book, which the person happily took the stack of books. And he was so happy. He said, like, wow, even an Amazon Prime wouldn't give you that kind of service even this day and age. I mean, this is just my speculation, but I guess it's true. So this brahmachari with the stack of books, he gave and he took all the books. He went in and he started reading the books one by one of Srila Prabhupada. And he thought, what do I do next? He then decided to go over. He heard that there are some devotees practicing Krishna consciousness in Singapore. So he flew to Singapore. He spent over a month associating with the devotees in Singapore. And then he came back to Burma. And then he started to read those books. He invited some friends and he would start going out and preaching Krishna consciousness. And today, Burma has over 12 temples. So this is the power of one Back to Godhead magazine and what it can do. But the ironic thing is the people who got the Back to Godhead, they did not read. The person who they gave it to, he also didn't read Back to Godhead magazine. But third person, his son read it. So sometimes we can really underestimate the power of the mass distribution of Srila Prabhupada books. Don't do it. Don't underestimate it. We really do not know what is going to happen, who's going to get the books of Srila Prabhupada, and whose life will be changed forever, actually. And thousands and lakhs of people, millions of people's life had now changed in Burma because of that one magazine of Back to Godhead, which a devotee distributed in Los Angeles, actually. So that is the power of these books of Srila Prabhupada and what they can do. So the another thing which is very helpful when it comes to trying to obey the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as explained here in this book, is by going out. It is a very, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the purification one achieves by going out and by getting rejected and sharing Krishna consciousness is the topmost austerity one can achieve by compared to any other austerities you would do by any fast or anything you would do. That's the level of austerity or the purification you get when you go out and you try to preach Krishna consciousness, actually. And we see in the life of so many Vaishnavas who go out pretty much every day. One example is seated right here in front of me, His Grace Vishwambar Prabhu, who kindly walked in. Thank you for coming, Prabhu. Prabhu goes out tirelessly distributing books. We have Premaranava Prabhu who go out regularly. So many of you go out regularly, actually. As a grahastha, I'm not someone who would go out daily, but as much as possible, especially during marathon, I try to give an hour every day to go out of the book distribution. This is what I've been doing for the last few years, and I hope to be able to continue this year. That although one of our goals is to offer 16 hours, I pray and hope that I could at least offer 24 hours in this marathon of Srila Prabhupada. So here we see that by going out, not only we get purification, we develop many qualities. And two of such qualities which we develop when we go out, first is tolerance. And one may think, okay, how do I develop tolerance? Well, to go out in itself, in the month of December in UK, it's pretty cold. But Krishna is very merciful. Winter is moving slightly every time. It's now gone into January and February. So December is not so bad. And even if it is bad, then I'll read you a little excerpt from His Holiness Shivram Maharaj about his experience in trying to distribute books when it is minus 20 degrees. Do you want to hear that? Actually, let's do it now, so because it's very appropriate. If I have the piece of paper, I can read it now to you all. about his experience of going out and distributing books when it is minus 20 degrees. Well, it probably get to minus 1, minus 2 for us, so it isn't so bad. The title is It's Not Easy. Maharaj writes, book distribution is not easy. At least I did not find it so. And in my years in ISKCON, I have found only a few devotees who did it without strain. For most devotees, it requires self-discipline and sacrifice. But then that is what the yajna, Sankirtan Yajna, is all about. But for those who preserve despite difficulties, there is a wonderful reward to be had during and at the end of the day. Amazing. During and at the end of the day. It's not just at the end of the day, like, you know, you would get a reward. Okay, finish this homework, you will be rewarded with some cookies. Finish this and you'll be rewarded. This is the beauty of the book distribution, that the Sankirtan service, you being rewarded as you're doing it and you being rewarded at the end. The confidence of knowing without a doubt that whatever the result, that your energies were fully utilized in pleasing Sri Guru and Krishna is the best possible way. The best possible way, again Maharaj is saying, and the result of that sacrifice was often an inner bliss that jnanis and the yogis can never hope to taste. So right, Maharaj is. It is the winter now, so let me talk about one difficulty, the cold. In Montreal, where minus 20 was average winter temperature, Sankirtan devotees would just freeze permanently for the winter, and in the spring, we would thaw out. I recall one spring evening standing under the warm shower and the sensation of touch coming back in my hands. It had not been there for a few months, but it was worth it because such austerities attracted Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So here is an example. I was in front of a store in Winnipeg where minus 20 was a warm winter day. Because I was doing well, I could not use gloves. I was always taking money and giving change. Then my hands froze stiff and I could not move them. I prayed to Lord Chaitanya, how can I distribute books if I can't move my fingers? All of a sudden I felt warmness and my hands thawed and fingers unlocked. It was like that all day long. It was wonderful. It was a miracle. I was so elated. I was just laughing and crying while selling books. I was experiencing that the Lord protects His devotee. I thought, let me always suffer all kinds of hardships, but let me feel always the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That was from Shivram Maharaj. How was it? Good. That was like on the scale of 1 to 10, you said like 2. That was good. How was it? Terrible. Yeah, it was great. It was ecstatic. When you hear these experiences of the devotees who've been going out tirelessly, Prabhupada disciples, then the winter, Shishi Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this austerity which we take to go out in UK is actually not so much. I've known so many devotees who go out every day. Our Sankirtan traveling party is already out doing a warm-up session, traveling to various parts of the UK. We have Sacred Street Party who goes out tirelessly on Saturdays and during marathon, at least more than Saturdays as well. Young devotees going out, distributing Srila Prabhupada books, chanting the holy name, making the whole atmosphere so nice actually. We have a party of Matajis led by here Guru Shakti Mataji and Madhav Daita Mataji who deliberately work throughout the year so that they can arrange this yajna for 24 days so they can travel actually. So it is a sacrifice they make for the sake of Lord Chaitanya, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every town and village my name should be chanted. And how is that going to happen if devotees are not going to travel and distribute Srila Prabhupada books? That's the only way how it's going to happen. So you develop tolerance when you get rejected because people tell you, no, I'm not interested. You develop tolerance when people close and shut the doors on front of you, saying that, go away, I have no interest in what you're trying to give me. You develop tolerance when people challenge you that, why are you doing this? You know, what is there in it for you? You develop tolerance because you understand, actually, you know, I'm no one. I'm just a servant of the servant of the servant, million times removed. You develop tolerance with that kind of an attitude. And finally, what we hear in the books of Srila Prabhupada, the karunya, the compassion for the living entities, at least at the theoretical level, starts to come at a practical level when you're going out and trying to distribute books. You know why? Because when you see people are suffering, you really genuinely feel for them. Not just suffering because of a disease or an ailment, but we are all diseased somehow or other. The biggest disease, Prabhupada says, is the want of Krishna consciousness. And that's why he said, go out and distribute these books in the masses of people and inject this Krishna consciousness. Let the whole world become happy. And I was listening to Vijay Prabhu, our minister of book distribution in Mayapur. And Prabhu was saying so nicely, he said, often people come to him and ask him, why are you distributing books, and why every lecture of yours begins with book distribution and ends with book distribution? That's the question he was asked. And Prabhu said simply that actually, when you get something nice, and if you do not share it with others, then there is something wrong. And because he's feeling inspired by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and what he's been given, that's why he's sharing this with others actually. And that's exactly how this magic of book distribution works. His Grace Mohan Rupa Prabhu, the temple president at ISKCON, east of Kailash in Delhi, amazing devotee by the way, he said it's not so much the books people buy from us as a practicing devotees. It is the excitement and the enthusiasm we feel when we read Srila Prabhupada's books which convinces them to take what's in them actually and read, because they have no idea what books are. We have some idea. But it is how we come across and how we are feeling when we are distributing books. If we are telling people, here is the Bhagavad Gita, it is a very nice book, Prabhu, please take it. Do you think somebody is going to take it? No. But when you tell them, here is the Bhagavad Gita, it's been read by Albert Einstein, Mahatma Gandhi, I'm trying to read it and I'm feeling the joy every day. Mahatma Gandhi writes at the back that when you feel that there's no ray of a hope, please turn to the Bhagavad Gita. And in the midst of all the sorrows, you'll start smiling when you read the Bhagavad Gita. And have you heard that this life is like a cycle? Actually, I'll go through that in the end. If I get time, we'll do it. But when you share that enthusiasm, then people see, my God, this guy is happy, this lady is happy, you know, let me take this book and maybe I'll become happy one day. So that's the main reason why people take the books from us, is because what we are feeling after reading Srila Prabhupada's books is what really sells and distributes Srila Prabhupada's books, actually. It's the ears of the strong sadhana, our reading of Srila Prabhupada's books, that really make us help distribute Srila Prabhupada's books when we are on the street. So compassion is something we develop when we are on the street. Just imagine for a moment, I let's do this. I would like you all to close your eyes for about 30 seconds, all of you if you could. And just think that Srila Prabhupada, living in Radha Damodar temple, who had to go through the pain of, first of all, writing the books. Just take a moment to reflect, 5 seconds. Prabhupada was writing these books in Radha Damodar temple. Then he had to take the tanga or the cart all the way to the Mathura station and take a train all the way to Delhi to Chandni Chowk to try and get these books printed. Imagine the pain for the next 10 seconds while you're meditating that what Prabhupada had to do. And not only that, then Prabhupada had to go back and forth and make some edits and have a conversation with them, make all those changes. And finally, when the book is printed, Prabhupada is out on the streets of the Chandni Chowk trying to distribute the same very books he's trying to print on the orders of his spiritual master. And finally conclude that meditation when he's standing outside the door. It's the month of the June and it's 44 degrees temperature. And he's waiting for someone who's told, I'm going to come and give you 5 rupees. And the person has forgotten after closing his doors. And he's still standing outside. And his godbrother comes and says, Swamiji or Prabhupada, what are you doing? He said, this person told me he's going to give me 5 rupees so I can print more books actually. And he's about to faint and fall down actually. And now you can open your eyes. And just imagine you've got these books. All we have to do is actually take off the point about reading in Radha Damodar temple in the austere month. You can still live in Bhaktivedanta manner, which is non-different to Radha Damodar temple, because Prabhupada walked the planet, Prabhupada installed these deities, and this is a Tirtha. There's no doubt about that. You can take away the point about the writing the books if it is a very subject difficult matter, unless you are His Holiness S.B. Keshav Maharaj, then that's understandable. You can take away that element of writing. You can take away the element of traveling on the tanga and getting the books printed. All of that austerity, you can take it away. All you have to do is 2 things. Well, 3 things. Chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada books, and share it with others. Really, the process has become very simple if you think about it. And now think about what Srila Prabhupada had to go through. He did all of this. Why did he do that? So that somehow or other we can get this transcendental gems and also share it with the rest of the world. So it's a nice meditation to have, you know, when we look at our founder Acharya and the hardships he had to go through to give us these transcendental books, what he's left us with. Few important points about the books. The books in itself would go mainly because of our ability of how our consciousness is, and that consciousness comes with a strong sadhana. And strong sadhana is made up of chanting Hare Krishna attentively and reading Srila Prabhupada books attentively. And when we read Srila Prabhupada books attentively, these are the most beautiful things. Prabhupada said, he says in one of the purport, the most beautiful thing in the world is Bhagavad Gita. Have you heard that before? I do not know exactly, but I heard, obviously, I was hearing a lecture. He said, the most beautiful thing in the world is Bhagavad Gita. And the most beautiful thing to give it to the world is the Bhagavad Gita. So when you're going out and when people receive the Bhagavad Gita, they become most beautiful. And when we read the Bhagavad Gita, we become most beautiful actually. This is the magic of, the Bhagavad Gita. This is such a powerful and amazing book actually. And till date, we have distributed approximately 5.4 million books of Srila Prabhupada on this planet. I mean, it is fantastic, but we can obviously do much more because we heard from Prabhupada that these books are going to stay for at least another 10,000 years, you know. These are the law books for the next 10,000 years. About 5.4, yeah, half a billion, over half a billion books, Prabhu, have been distributed as per the BBT records. And one of the things which struck with me in Vijay Prabhu's lecture is that when you give out books like in the bunches of banana, even His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu promotes this highly. When you give out these books as a stack like this, then not only you're distributing books, but you're actually making book distributors. You know why? Because you'll go to someone's house and knock the door and he say, I've got some of these. These are not for you, by the way. These are for your friends. Take it. You give them the books, they give it out to their friends, they become the book distributors. And gradually they'll get to reading the books actually. And that's the only way we can expand book distributions. So it's a very effective way. Just a few last weekend, Sacred Street Party, some of us, we all gathered together to pack some of these books together, you know, 7 books. And we have a strap around them. This is not the right one. It's called Inner Yoga Pack for the Western audience. When you knock the door and there's somebody from Western background, you tell them this is Inner Yoga Pack. And you just quickly go through. This is a book on mantra and meditation. This book has wonderful prayers. It shows you the way of life called Ishopanishad. This book answers, it is in a question answer format that how do I know what I'm practicing is actually making sense? Am I making some progress in spiritual life? It's called In Essence. We don't have the Veda in printing. We have Science of Self-Realization. The title in itself is self-explanatory. And then we have the Bhagavad Gita, which teaches the art of the Bhakti Yoga. And we just hand it to them. And this is an Inner Yoga Pack for you, actually. And then they take the books, they give the donation. And you have, what you have done is, in within 5 minutes, you have sent 7 books into the house of someone, actually, which they have a varied variety. They want to read about cooking recipes, they can read. These days, I work in a care home industry, and we are going through some challenges from a catering perspective. People are, of course, fed, you know, non-veg and eggs. Eggs have become a biggest challenge. There is a shortage of eggs. So when I'm going to go out, that's going to be the biggest line in my mind, you know. You're going to be finding it difficult to buy the eggs. So there are some great eggless recipes here in Higher Taste. Take a book. I mean, you got to be ingenious and creative when you think of what's happening. You know, the meat, it's so expensive. Tell them, forget about the turkey this Christmas. Cook something nice. Here's a book from the Higher Taste. Make something nice, this, you know, for your family. And people will be receptive. So these are some of the ways on how you can really try to inject, you know, these books in bunches which are available here. So there are 4 keys I wanted to share, something for us to kind of take away, and then we will go into the couple of practical parts of what we are trying to do here in this marathon. So the first way of being an effective book distributor, the first key is to upgrade the topic or upgrade your lifestyle by upgrading the topic. What that means is we are made up of the vibration we take in our ears, through our mind and through our heart eventually. So if we are tuned to the spiritual transcendental vibration, That's what we will put it out into the world when we are going out and sharing Krishna consciousness with others, actually. So that's the first and the foremost thing. These ears, although they seem like a very small hole, but deep inside is an ocean which directly connects into the heart, actually. So if you take in a lot of transcendental vibration and hear from Srila Prabhupada, read his books, then that's what you will permeate when you go out. That's what you will give it to the world. So that's one way or a key to becoming a strong or an effective book distributor. Second is, try to become a sage page by page. You know, there is an app called Be a Sage Page by Page, which tells you if you read 14 pages of the Bhagavatam every day, you'll be able to finish all the 12 cantos in 3 years, actually. Because one may look at 18 cantos and think, when am I ever going to finish this? I've just finished the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam yesterday. I'll be starting the 11th canto. And there is a rhythm to the life when you're reading Bhagavatam every day. It's just so fascinating because you just can't wait to find out when is the next demon going to kill? What is going to happen to the Bhomasura? What is going to happen to the wives of the Brahmanas? Will they actually listen to Krishna and stay back? It's thrilling. It's exciting, you know, when you read Bhagavatam every day. And it just brings your level of consciousness to a different level altogether. Now, of course, there is an element of reading the Bhagavatam in much more detail and studying Srila Prabhupada books. That's also important. But in order to get that taste, you got to apply yourself consistently to something. You know, that's very, very important. The commitment, on the piece of the commitment, I wanted to read you something from an author called William, where he writes about the commitment. He says that until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back always is always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then the providence moves too. So we have heard this, right? When you take a commitment, a responsibility of spreading Krishna consciousness on your head, it's quite worrying, right? But if you somehow say, you know, I'm going to do it, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will move the heaven and hell for it to happen, actually. This is exactly what happens. Who knew we had set up a goal of distributing 600 Srimad Bhagavatam sets this Bhadra, this year, under the able guidance of Vrindavan Chand Prabhu, who's seated here at the back, who heads up this project. Never in the history of Bhaktivedanta Manor that kind of number of the Bhagavatam have been distributed here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. But we decided, because we did 492, we're going to try for a 22% increase and we will do 600 Bhagavatam set. And believe it or not, we did 601 Bhagavatam sets actually at the end of the Bhadra Marathon. So, and you may think, wow, 601 seems like the number has been made up. No, the number hasn't been made up. Because it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy who empowered us. We're going to do it. It is a difficult task. And of course, ISKCON Reading, who did 12 Bhagavatam sets, we were at 499. And I called Vishal Gauranga Prabhu. He said, are you happy for me to include your scores at the manor? He said, yeah, do it. He said, why do you want to do it though? I said, because we are 12 Bhagavatam short. He said, do it. So then ISKCON Reading pulled us, and then we were able to do this together, and we did 601 Srimad Bhagavatam sets distribution. So this is exactly what happens. So let me end this line about the commitment, what is being said here. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I learn a deep respect for one of the goat's couples. Whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So this is the ability and the power of when you apply commitment or when you take a commitment to try and do something for Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the two keys so far, upgrade the topic, which will upgrade your life. And second was, be a sage, page by page. Third is, grow by giving. So when you give to others, you will only grow in abundance. There is no doubt about it. Because you're working on the behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you're doing the best welfare activity you can ever do to the world by giving Krishna consciousness to others. So there is a saying that when you give, you go up. When you take, you go down. So when you're giving, you will only grow. And you'll grow not just externally, but even internally, because this is a transcendental activity. Like we hear jokingly from many devotees who say, this is one activity, do it as much as you can while you're on the earthly planet, because there are doubts whether it exists in spiritual world when you go there. And the doubts are there. Why? Because everybody is a Nitya Siddha there. Everybody is perfected. Who are you going to give out the books there to, actually? But from that sense, you know, while we have this opportunity, let's, you never know, it might also be there, but I'm just speculating based on what I have heard. It's one activity, at least we have it here, and we can do it as much as possible, and we should do it. And finally, as His Holiness Jaya Advaita Maharaj says, this is a fast track. When you go to the immigration, there is a normal economy class. When you're flying, you have to go through the security line, zigzag 7-8 times. And whereas if you get involved in preaching Krishna consciousness, you go on to the fast track and you get to your plane, which is boarding to Golok Vrindavan very, very fast. So that's what happens when you distribute Srila Prabhupada books. You go into the fast track lane, which is directly connecting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur in one of his bhajan, Gorangera Duti Pada, he sings, and in that it is mentioned that when you dive into the pastimes of the Sankirtan movement, which are still going out, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on one side, you come on to the other side of the shore where Radha Krishna pastimes are going on. That is, I would say, probably the only and the best way to enter the Radha Krishna pastimes through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how do we do it? We do it through the engagement of the Sankirtan pastimes, which is going on, which is the giving the holy name to the others and these transcendental books of the Srila Prabhupada. It is so, so powerful. So, there are a few things I wanted to share practically, which we are doing this marathon for those of you who are here as well as the audience who is online. So, tomorrow we have a privilege to hear from His Grace Vishwambar Prabhu tomorrow morning. So, please be here because you'll get great tips and some inspiration on this marathon on how to go out on book distribution. Don't miss that opportunity. And then tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, we meet with His Holiness S.B. Keshav Maharaj in Haveli for half an hour, where Maharaj will share us some tips on how do we go out and prepare ourselves for door-to-door book distribution. And then we will go out with Maharaj from 2 o'clock onwards. We will leave, and then about 2:30 to 4:30, 5 o'clock, we will do book distribution in Watford. So if you at all want to try it out, then please come and try it out with us, this great art of book distribution. These are some cards, Nikhil Prabhu, if you could just circulate. Those who have phone, they can take a picture of this, or if you want to keep a card, you can keep a card. This is a book which gives you some, a pamphlet which gives you some tips on how to do, actually, can I just have one, Mataji? Okay. On door-to-door book distribution, something which you can try it out on one side. And the other side is how to distribute a Bhagavad Gita template to anyone and anywhere at any time. Because of the time, I won't go through the details of it. But one thing I will want to cover, that a lot of time when we distribute books, our biggest reservation is, how can I ask for a donation? Do you all feel that asking donation is the difficult part? So these are the two tips I want to share with you when it comes to asking for the donation, which will change your thinking completely to becoming hesitant to actually being proud, humbly proud of asking donation. So the first tip which I learned is from His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu, who's from ISKCON Pune. And he gave this example. I think he was also quoting His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. He was saying that when you're going out and knocking the doors of the people, and when you ask people to give Lakshmi, don't feel embarrassed, don't feel bad. Actually feel very, very proud. Because why? You are a merchant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, standing outside with a pot in your hand, which is not visible, but the pot is called the Sankirtanya Yajna pot. And that fire of the Sankirtan Yajna is going on in the pot, and you're asking people to put the money for their own benefit in that pot. So keep that in your mind when you're asking the Lakshmi. You're not asking for yourself. You're asking for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're asking for the expansion and the glories of the Radha Gokulanand. That's what you're asking. That's the first and the foremost point. And the second point about the donation is, when you tell people that it's an ancient tradition, when you give something for spiritual knowledge, it helps you connect with the teachers who have been passing this knowledge throughout many generations. We can see here, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, they are passing this to us, and we are asking them something called as Dakshina. Not for us, for the Shiksha they have given us. It's called the Dakshina principle. You're asking for the money so that they can get benefit. So when you give something for spiritual knowledge, it helps you connect with the teachers who've been passing this knowledge. So these were the two points I wanted to cover. And finally, many of you must be thinking, how do I get involved? So the easiest way for you to get involved is to type this, which is www.krishnatemple.com/books. So if you go on that website, those of you who are hearing online, you will have various contact details from those devotees who are going out on sacred street party. There is Abhay Prabhu's number there. Those who are going out on door-to-door, there is Keshav Gokul Nanand Prabhu's number there. Those who want to get involved in the kids distribution, my wife's number is there. Those who want to distribute the sets of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu's number is there. Those who want to go out on a street with the ladies, we have Guru Shakti Mataji and Kalavati Mataji who go out during the day. You have their number there. Then those who want to get involved in the supermarket, you have their number there. So we have various projects, various opportunities, not just the one way of distributing Srila Prabhupada books. You can actually call any of these people and just go and distribute the books with them. We have also sent a WhatsApp link on that website where you can log in and click the WhatsApp group, join the group, and you will get all the various information on how to distribute Srila Prabhupada books actually. So it is not that difficult. It is only a matter of getting our mind ready, picking up the bag, putting some cookie prasadam, which we will have tomorrow also for distribution, and going out and distributing books. So I'll stop here. We have 5 minutes before we end. If there are any questions and answers, happy to take those. Or any comments or reflections if anyone has. Yes, Prabhu. Can we have a mic for Prabhu? But go ahead. While we are waiting, I'll repeat your question. Yes, Prabhu. There are quite a few of memorable experiences I've had personally. I can share of one on door-to-door distribution which happened with me last year when I was in Pinner distributing books. And I met with a very nice Western gentleman. And when I knocked his door, he was very, very welcoming. He said, I just do not know what to say. He was so surprised. He said, I've got this book called The Cows. And I learned that how the cows in the part of India are worshipable and how we eat it here. And I have, ever since I've started reading books, this particular book, I've stopped eating beef. That's something I did. And he said, this must be some arrangement that you're here and trying to give me more books, because I was thinking where to go and get more books related which can help me in this path actually. And then at the time we had a pack of five. We are gradually upgrading ourselves. We started with one book, we went to three books, then we went to five, now we are on the seven. And at that time I had five books together, and he took a pack, and I remember he gave me £50 in donation, and the book's value was like £20. And such a nice gentleman. My wife was there. My children was there. So it was such a great experience. That's one experience. The other one I'll share with my daughter. At that time, I think she was about 5 years old. And we were doing a pack of three, Higher Taste, Chant and Be Happy, and Beyond Birth and Death. So she would knock the door because she learned this, and she will tell people what the book is about. So she was doing the book distribution. One lady opened the door, very nice lady, and I introduced myself, my daughter. I said, my daughter would like to tell you about these books. She said, go ahead. So my daughter said, this is a book about vegetarian recipes, you know, in a small broken language, and then this is about a book about the conversation between the Beatles and the Swami about the Chant and Be Happy. And then she said, the Beyond Birth and Death, she looked at the book. She forgot the birth. She said, this book, it will tell you about your death. And the lady went, wow, you know, she got really worried. And then she slowly, my daughter forgot, and she said, it's also about your birth. So she was a bit relaxed, actually. And then she took the book. She said, I'm really keen to know about the death, so give me your book. So you get some amazing experiences, you know, when you go out with children, with the families. It's ecstatic. And in winters, like, you know, we hear it's cold. It's not -20, but it can be cold. What we do, we get into the long-rise apartments. You know, when we go there, we just try the bell, and one person will open. Only one person need to open the door out of those 80 apartments in the building, and that's it. Your whole day of book distribution is done in that building, you know. You just go in from one door to the another, nice and warm. You may even have to remove your jacket because it gets so warmer in the apartments, actually. And when you come out, you know, you're ecstatic. You've distributed 4 hours in one apartment. You spend, you know, sometimes we get into the care homes. We, you know, and the people allow us to go and meet the residents. We've had amazing experiences when we go out. That's another thing I wanted to say. If there are devotees hearing online, sitting in Luton, Hamel Hampstead, Slough, Windsor, other places, we are needing the devotees to feed the devotees. So when we go out on book distribution, we need people to cook prasadam when the devotees are traveling. So if there is anybody who like to do that, then my name is also on the website, the link I said. Please get in touch with me. We would love to hear from you. And you can, that, and this 16 hours of offering of service to Srila Prabhupada does not necessarily mean knocking the doors and going out. It also means cooking prasadam, feeding the devotees, packing the books for Srila Prabhupada, packing the cookies for book distribution. Every service in Mahaprabhu's movement is glorious, not just those who are actually going out and knocking. No service is a small service related to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So these 16 hours which you're going to offer counts everything. So you can get involved. I hope that answers your question, Prabhu. Yes, Mataji. Phone numbers, it is, okay, thank you for asking that question for the benefit of everyone, especially those online. It's www.krishnatemple.com/books. So that's the link where you can go, and there is a question there, how do I get involved? So if you click on that question, all the contact numbers are there for you actually, and the WhatsApp link as well. One last question or comment? Yes, Vantaji. There's a mic.
Spoke about the importance of putting the other person on a pedestal, making them feel important. So could you elaborate on how you do that personally?
Sure. So in case if those of you who are online have not heard, the question asked is, we talked about how going out and putting others on Vyasasan or on a higher level than you is worshipping them because the Lord is there in their heart actually. So you're honoring them. Everybody's a spiritual being. So we said that how when you go out on the door, And in this template, you will notice there is a question when you ask people that when you hand them a book, books on yoga and meditation, they show you how to get free from stress. And then you ask them a question. Question is like a hook which makes people think, you know. So you ask them, have you heard of stress? And people will say, of course I've heard of stress. Then the next thing you say to them, but you don't look stressed. And then the people will look at you and say, in fact, if you don't mind me saying, you look spiritual. You're not lying because they are spiritual, right? So you look spiritual. What is your secret? The moment you ask them that question, you're actually putting them on a much higher level because you want to listen to them. What is their spiritual secret in the life by making that statement? So that's how you make them feel valued. That's how you leave them with a great impression. And that's when they start to tell you something they do spiritually, whether it is doing meditation, going for a walk, whatever they may, even if they say they are sleeping, just say there's something special about you. I knew. These books are completely meant for you. So like that, you put them on a higher note than where you are. And that's the way you actually distribute the books. It's such a nice way by appreciating others. If not anything else, even if they do not take the books, next time when I go after Abhay Prabhu has met someone, they are very likely to take the books because they will remember how Abhay Prabhu treated me when I was on the street actually. So this is the same person doing the same thing, you know, coming from Hare Krishna movement, let me take the books. They become very receptive. So that's how, you know, the whole cycle actually works of the book distribution. So I hope that helps. So I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas who are here going out every day, especially Vishwambar Prabhu. Thank you for coming and making this a class which I spoke something very encouraging for me and for all of us. This is the last prayer I'd like to read for Radha Gokulananda and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman on behalf of all the devotees who are going out from the congregation and the traveling Sankirtan party. Dear Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, we offer our most respectful humble obeisances onto your lotus feet. May the mood of gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to all the fallen conditioned souls as much as possible. This year, we hope to invite 300 devotees, each offering at least 16 hours of loving service to you and reciting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day online on Zoom at 8 p.m. That's another thing which you'll be able to do. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts and meet and surpass our goal this year. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, your surrendered servants, humbly beg on behalf of Sankirtan team Divyanam Das. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Those of you who agree with that prayer, please unmute and say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.